the link to bless someone. Okay, there we go. The program is connected in our Port Vina Healing Sermons and the Prayer House. Okay, now you can share the link. Share the link, my brother, my sister, to invite someone to join us in this program. It is very important to share the link because you are blessed. You need also to invite your brother and sister to receive the same blessing that you have received. Yes, you can share on Facebook, you can share on your YouTube, on your Gmail, you share the link as I'm doing so. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Master Jesus Christ. Yes, thank you, Master Jesus Christ. I begin to share the link. I'm sharing the link. Yes, there we go. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Master Jesus Christ. Our God is good all the time. Our God is good. Remember, my brother, my sister, the title of the message of today is Identify Your Gift, Part 2. Last week, we've seen Part 1, and then today we continue in the same, with the same program, Identify Your Gift, Part 2. People of God, be connected in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. May you please open your Bible and to take the book of 1 Corinthians. Let me get it for you. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, from 1 to 11. Let me send it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus Christ. Thank you, Master Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Master Jesus. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, from 1 to 11. Begin to meditate on the word of God, my brother, my sister. Meditate. Meditate on the word of God. Remember, Jesus Christ of Nazareth loves you. He is the God of love. He is the God of peace. He is the God of deliverance. Yes.
Go check out Healing Sermons and Prayer House with Pastor Daniel Watson. Available today on Podbean and more. Go to podbean.com and search Healing Sermons and Prayer House. Offering live healing services on this radio channel. This offer is for a maximum of 5 family members that can enter the online healing studio to pray for the sick. Check out the website for more information, themosthighgod.org, and tune into the podcast. You can also find it on Spotify, Amazon Music, YouTube as well. Search Healing Sermons with Pastor Evangelist Daniel Watson, the founder of the Trinity of the Most High God. That's DanielOuakson. Many episodes up for you to listen to already. Make sure you subscribe to be notified of future releases. And you can also connect and stay tuned on Facebook at The Perfect Healer, on Twitter at Daniel Marketeur, or just download the Podbean app and stream directly from there. That's Healing Sermons and Prayer House with Pastor Daniel Watson. Go listen, download, and subscribe today.
He's the God of love.
Il est le Dieu compatissant.
He's God of mercy.
La Bible dit il est riche en bonté et la
The Bible says he is rich in goodness and love.
S'il a parlé à Jérémie,
he spoke to Jeremiah.
Il t'a parlé cet après-midi.
He spoke to this afternoon.
Yes.
Il ne t'abandonnera jamais.
Never in forsake.
Jamais il t'abandonnera.
Alléluia.
Abraham.
He did lie to Abraham.
Some of us have
we close our eyes in prayer, please.
He n'a pas menti, Isaac.
He did lie to Isaac.
He n'a pas non plus menti, Jacob.
Go check out Healing Sermons and Prayer House with Pastor Daniel Watson. Available today on Podbean and more. Go to podbean.com and search Healing Sermons and Prayer House. offering live healing services on this radio channel. This offer is for a maximum of 5 family members that can enter the online healing studio to pray for the sick. Check out the website for more information, themosthighgod.org, and tune into the podcast. You can also find it on Spotify, Amazon Music, YouTube as well. Search Healing Sermons with Pastor Evangelist Daniel Woxon, the founder of the Trinity of the Most High God. That's DanielOuakson. Many episodes up for you to listen to already. Make sure you subscribe to be notified of future releases. And you can also connect and stay tuned on Facebook at The Perfect Healer, on Twitter at Daniel Marketeur, or just download the Podbean app and stream directly from there. That's Healing Sermons and Prayer House with Pastor Daniel Woxon. Go listen, download, and subscribe today.
Yes, my brother and my sister, we are back in this studio. I believe you have opened your Bible and to read the Word of God. Let us read 1 Corinthians chapter 12 from 1 to 11. I begin to read in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Yes, be connected. Now, about the gift of the Spirit. Brothers and sisters, I don't want you to be uninformed. You know that when you were pagans, somehow or other, you were influenced and led astray to mute idols. Therefore, I want you to know that no one who is speaking by the Spirit of God says, Jesus be cursed. And no one can say, Jesus is Lord, except by the Holy Ghost. Verse 4. There are different kinds of gift, but that same Spirit distributed them. Verse 5. There are different kinds of service, but the same Lord. There are different kinds of working, but in all of them and in everyone, it is the same God at work. We continue. Verse 7. Now, each one, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good. Hallelujah. We continue. Please be reading with me. To one, there is given through the Spirit a message of knowledge by means, to one there is given through the Spirit a message of wisdom, to another a message of knowledge by means of the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gift of healing by that one Spirit, to another miraculous powers, to another prophecy, to another distinguishing between the spirits, to another speaking in different kinds of tongues, and to still another the interpretation of tongues. All these are the work of one and the same Spirit, and He distributes them to each one just as He determines. Let us pray. Father Lord, we thank you for what you have done in the life of my brother, in the life of my sister. Today we are connected by faith with our brothers and sisters to honor your name. And I pray that the power of your Spirit conquer everyone, including myself, and to bring healing. Financial healing, body healing, spiritual healing, material healing, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, we have just read the book of First Corinthians chapter 12 from 1 to 11. You spoke through Apostle Paul with regard to gift that we desire. Pour out your gift on each and every one who desire it. All is for the glory of the kingdom of God. In the name of Jesus Christ, in Jesus' name, amen. My brother, my sister, may you applaud for the Holy Ghost. Yes, people of God. The Bible in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 12 from 1 to 11 is talking about a gift. We have 9 gifts. And we understand that whoever desire the Spirit of God will surely have minimum one gift. It is not possible today to have the Spirit of God, which is the Holy Ghost, without the manifestation of the gift of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost comes with the fruit, with His fruit. The Holy Ghost comes with His fruit. And we understand here the fruit of the Holy Ghost, as we know all them in the book of Galatians. My brother, my sister, the Holy Ghost, when it comes, it brings love, kindness, peace, joy, forgiveness, patience, tolerance. Those are the fruit of the Holy Ghost that you and I will manifest before everyone. It is not possible to say that we have the Spirit of God and we manifest the fruit of the devil. It's not possible. Jesus Christ of Nazareth, He wants us to manifest the fruit of His Spirit, because we have been created in the image of God. The image of God is holiness, sanctification, love, peace, endurance, tolerance, forgiveness. Do you see? But the fruit of the devil is in connection with the fleshly desire. When today a person follows Jesus Christ of Nazareth as his Lord and Savior, and the person is baptized by the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of the Holy Ghost will bring out the gift of the Holy Ghost. All is for the glory of God. This is very important, my brother, my sister, to understand this. You and I, we need to desire the baptism of the Holy Ghost. The baptism of the Holy Ghost motivate inside us the desire to work with God and the grace to manifest the fruit of the Holy Ghost. Remember in the book of Acts chapter 2, where we see the disciple of Jesus Christ of Nazareth on the day of Pentecost, when the Holy Ghost manifested above them. The Holy Ghost dwelled in them and they begin to speak in tongues. something from God through the Holy Ghost enter them. Now, what did you receive from God by the time you received the baptism of the Holy Ghost? That is the question I am asking to someone. What did you receive from God by the time you were baptized by the Holy Ghost? What did you receive? There is always something that you receive from above by the time you are baptized by the Spirit of God. It is very important, my brother, my sister, to understand that Jesus Christ of Nazareth wants you and I to have the Spirit of God inside us in order to exercise the desire to work for the kingdom of God. The Spirit of God inside you leads you to the motivation to work for God. And the manifestation of the fruit of the Spirit of God. With the nine gifts that you have, my brother, my sister, we understand very well that you and I, we have to desire one, two, or three gifts, and God will give them unto you. As long as the desire of the gift of the Holy Ghost is in connection with glorifying the Creator of heaven and earth. Many people, they plan to have the gift of the Holy Ghost just for their personal interest. Many people, they have received the gift of the Holy Ghost. Among the nine gifts of the Holy Ghost, and they have used it to merchandise or to trade the gift which God has given them. Remember, in the eyes of God, you did not spend any cent by the time you receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Freely you have received the gift of God. Freely you are going to utilize the gift of God. I know one thing, my brother, my sister. Today, you and I, we need to desire the gift of the Holy Ghost. By the time you are baptized and ordained by the gift of the Holy Ghost, that gift, it will be one of the elements of your blessing. Financial blessing, spiritual blessing, material blessing, even body blessing. Having the gift of God, my brother, my sister, will attract the sheep of God and to be closer to you. You and I, we have followed Jesus Christ of Nazareth because of the gift that God invested in him, the miracle he was doing. It is important, my brother, my sister, to desire the gift of God. The gift of God, that is what will prove to people outside there that God has called you. How can you say that God has called you when none of the gift of the Holy Ghost is inside you? It is not possible. God can't use a pastor. He can't use an evangelist. He can't use an apostle, a doctor. He can't use a prophet if he does not give him a gift. One or two, three, four gifts. It is not possible, my brother, my sister. When God calls you, he gives you one, two, three gifts. There is something from the Lord which you are going to receive. As you listen to this program, you desire the gift of the Holy Ghost. You need to ask yourself, God, there is a gift that you have given me. I want that gift to manifest inside me for your children outside there to believe that you have chosen me and you have called me for the glory of your kingdom. That is very important. Jesus Christ of Nazareth, he said, if you do not believe in me, what you need to do is to believe just in the miracle I am doing in the name of the Father who has sent me. So we understand, my brother, my sister, that the gift of the Holy Ghost becomes here an instrument of God to justify the godliness which is in his servant. Hallelujah. Let me say it again, my brother, my sister. The gift of the Holy Ghost becomes an instrument of God to prove his existence inside us through the manifestation of the power of his Spirit. When you and I, we have the gift of the Holy Ghost, that gift, it will work for the glory of God. And it's going to prove to everyone that God has called you indeed. The gift of the Holy Ghost becomes an instrument of the demonstration of the presence of God inside us. Let me say it again. The gift of the Holy Ghost becomes an instrument of the demonstration of the presence of the Holy Ghost inside us. It is not possible today to say that you and I, we have received the Holy Ghost and without showing the gift of the Holy Ghost. It is not possible. Because when the Holy Ghost comes inside the human body, it stimulates the gift of God. One, two, three, depends on the plan of God in your life. And this also depends on what you desire for the glory of God. Remember, Apostle Paul is saying, you and I, we have to desire the right gift according to what you see in your environment. You need to check your environment and you understand what is here the desire of your environment. What your environment need, what does it need? The need of your environment. Your environment can be your country. Your environment can be your city, your suburb. Your environment can be your working place, your family. Your environment may be wherever you are or wherever you are planning to go. Now, based on the need of your environment, you desire the gift of the Holy Ghost. It is very important to desire the gift of the Holy Ghost in connection with the will of God. My brother, my sister, the nine gifts that we have here, we have the gift of speaking in tongue. The gift of speaking in tongue. We have the gift of a miracle. We have the gift of a miracle. As you see, the miracle is something that you and I, we can't do. A miracle is something that you and I, we fail to do. Or the doctor has if failed to do. But only God, with the power that he has, can create that miracle through you, my brother, my sister, because you are his servant. I remember yesterday I received a testimony of a sister. She's going to present her testimony maybe tomorrow or after tomorrow in a proper way. It will be published in our radio channel, Facebook and YouTube. That sister, listen to me, my brother, I'm giving an example. That sister, he was not born with a sickness called epilepsy, but at the certain age in 2014, when she came to South Africa from Zimbabwe, and she started trying to make her life in order and to be able and to take care of her family in Zimbabwe. The devil was not happy because you and I, when we plan to do the right thing, remember, the enemy will not be happy. Now, the devil, what he did, he gave to the sister epilepsy. The husband ran away from the sister. Every time the sister was suffering of epilepsy, almost every week, almost every day. And she went everywhere to the hospital and it never worked. That sister has contacted me saying, Pastor, I am finished here. I pray that your God, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, will do something. That day I prayed for her. The prayer was recorded. It is on our YouTube. If you need it, please contact me. I will send you the link. Contact me via WhatsApp to the following number, +27 62 791 6167. I pray for her. God made it for her. She sent me a testimony yesterday. She said, Pastor, since we pray for me, I'm no longer victim of epilepsy. And the husband who ran away from me came back and we are all well. Hallelujah! I say to the sister, remember, God has done a miracle for you. Prepare for a testimony and your thanksgiving. That is how it works, my brother, my sister. Now, inside you, there is a gift that God has put in you. Inside you, I am telling you, there is a gift. Other people, they are born with a gift. Other people, when they are growing, they encounter the gift of the Holy Ghost. It's there. You need only a man of God who has spiritual eyes to identify the gift that God has invested inside you. You need only that man of God to stimulate, to assist you, to stimulate that gift that God has put inside you. You need a man of God who can guide you in order to know how to manage the gift that God has put inside you. Remember, everyone on earth has a gift. Yes, has a gift. Because what? You and I, we have been created in the image of God. In the image of God, you and I were created. Sins make us to be disconnected from the image of God. Thank God He sent Jesus Christ of Nazareth to die on the cross for you and I. And through Jesus Christ, we have entered back the Garden of Eden and to get back the image of God, which was lost because of the sin of Adam and Eve. The life of sanctification matters to maintain the gift which God has given you and to stimulate the gift which is inside you and to manifest His power. Remember, we have the gift of power. There are people, they have the power to do things. We have the gift of wisdom. There are people, they have the gift of wisdom. You can see that when the guy or the brother speaks, he speaks wisdom. And then wisdom is in connection with the gift of discernment of the Spirit, as the prophecy is in connection with the gift of discernment of the Spirit. Do you see? People, they may speak in tongues is a gift. And there is a reason why you and I will speak in tongues. Other people, they interpret the speaking in tongues. Or it is given by the one Spirit, the Holy Ghost. Other people, they have the gift of faith. The gift of faith. Meaning that we all have faith. But the one who has the gift of faith, I'm telling the truth, his faith is in abundance. It is a special faith to move mountain. May you receive the gift of faith to move mountain in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. In Jesus' name, amen. Many brothers and sisters, they have the gift of a speaking tongue. But understand this very well. We need to understand it. Next Friday, we are now going to go in details of each of the gift in order for you to know the importance and the connectivity of each of those gifts and to desire the right gift according to the need of your environment. Remember, we have defined here what is the environment here in the prophetic way. Desire the right gift, my brother, my sister, based on the need of your environment. Yes, we will continue this program on the gift of the Holy Ghost next Friday. We will go in details, gift by gift, and to know the gift of a speaking tongue, what is the importance of this? The gift of a healing, wisdom, miracle. Yes, the prophetic gift. We need to understand all this, my brother, my sister. And one thing you need to understand, a brother or a sister, one brother or one sister can't have all the gifts. That is why you and I, we need to work in connectivity. You can't say that I am sufficient. No. Because one person can't have all the gifts. That is why we need to work together in a community in order to benefit from one to another the gift of the Holy Ghost. If today you are a pastor and you understand that you can't have all the gifts with you, it will be wise and necessary to share your talent which God has given you with another servant of God who has another talent in order to work for the benefit of the kingdom of God. It is not good, my brother, my sister, to stay with only your own gift which God has given you and without desiring to make use of the gift of others, because you will lack you will lack. It is important, my brother, my sister, to feed your sheep, your children in the church, with all the gift which God has given us. It means that if you have, for instance, the gift of a prophecy, but the gift of healing, you do not have it, it is very important to make use of your brother and sister who has the gift of a healing for the children in the church to benefit of the gift of a healing, and so on. That is what God wants us to do. It is not good to be divided. We need to be united, my brother, my sister, in order to work and to be solid, protected by the power of the Spirit of God. Be blessed, my brother, my sister. My name is Pastor Daniel Wamson in the studio, Healing Sermons and the Prayer House. I believe the message of today has opened your eyes and to begin to search in details each gift and desire the gift which is relevant according to the need of your environment. Be blessed. My name is Pastor Daniel Watson. Should you have any question, do not hesitate to contact me via WhatsApp to the following number, +27 62 791 6167. Please contact me via WhatsApp in order to discuss further. Remember, today, Wednesday, we have our midnight prayers. We do midnight prayer every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, midnight time, South Africa time. The midnight prayers, they are prayers, deliverance prayers. It is very important, please. And tomorrow, Thursday, we have our service called Dream Interpretation and Deliverance Prayers from 9 p.m. South Africa time. Dream Interpretation and Deliverance Prayers, we do them every Tuesday and Thursday from 9 p.m. South Africa time. Should you have a dream, don't hesitate to send it to Pastor Daniel Watson via WhatsApp. Jesus Christ loves you. My brother, my sister, we meet again this midnight and tomorrow from 9 p.m. South Africa time. Friday from 1 p.m., we are going to continue with the same sermon on the 9 gifts of the Holy Ghost. Be blessed, my brother, my sister. I have finished my message today. I will be back in the next 2 minutes in this studio to present the same message in French. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus Christ.
Go check out Healing Sermons and Prayer House with Pastor Daniel Watson. Available today on Podbean and more. Go to podbean.com and search Healing Sermons and Prayer House. Offering live healing services on this radio channel. This offer is for a maximum of 5 family members that can enter the online healing studio to pray for the sick. Check out the website for more information, themosthighgod.org, and tune into the podcast. You can also find it on Spotify, Amazon Music, YouTube as well. Search Healing Sermons with Pastor Evangelist Daniel Watson, the founder of the Trinity of the Most High God. That's DanielOuakson. Many episodes up for you to listen to already. Make sure you subscribe to be notified of future releases. And you can also connect and stay tuned on Facebook at The Perfect Healer, on Twitter at Daniel Marketeur, or just download the Podbean app and stream directly from there. That's Healing Sermons and Prayer House with Pastor Daniel Watson. Go listen, download, and subscribe today.